In today's international report, we go to Tunisia, where last month the capital hosted the second edition of the Moudjahedine Queer Film Festival, the first event of its kind in the Arab world and a militant initiative to promote lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual rights across a country where homosexuality remains illegal. Alessandra Bajcek reports on a joyous celebration of minority rights.
Welcome to Tunis. We are so happy to be reunited in the venue of Brio within the framework of the Moudjahedine Queer Film Festival in its second edition.
In a festive atmosphere of joy and diversity, hundreds of people attended the Queer Film Festival in downtown Tunis from the 22nd to the 25th of March. The event was organized to promote stories of sexual minorities through cinema, but also as a means to fight for gay rights. The initiative was organized by Moudjahedine, meaning We Exist in Arabic, a Tunisian association defending LGBT rights, and it is the first ever queer festival to be held in the Middle East and North Africa. Rani Rafoui, active member of Moudjahedine and one of the event organizers, said the happening is a way to represent the diverse LGBTQI+ community and advocate for their rights.
The existence of the festival in Tunis is a fight. It's a problem of visibility. We are here, we exist with our gender identities and the sexual orientations, and we are celebrating our differences. It's like a weapon to fight for our rights. Even that we are in country that criminalizing homosexuality, we're still like working on to advocate our rights through art, peacefully.
This year's edition brought a selection of 31 films from 15 countries, from Tunisia and other parts of the world, with a focus on the Global South. Sitting inside a festival venue for workshops is Indian film director Faraz Ansari, famous for his silent queer film Sisak, which has won 59 international awards. He explained the importance of socially and politically aware queer cinema, the topic of workshop he ran during the festival.
We're going to talk about how do you tell a story in a consciously aware manner and take the conversation to the next level. How do you make this content more inclusive? How can I reach out to everyone in the room? How do you tell a universal story that is very rooted in the country of origin? I don't know how many people have to come out after watching my film, and that's why I realize the responsibility that the filmmaker has.
Alongside the films, the festival offered a mix of events ranging from panel debates to workshops, art exhibitions, performances, and social gatherings. At the opening ceremony, Tunisian artist Ashraf El Abed performed in He or She, a show about deconstructed binary thinking on gender. Moudjahedine Festival was also a unique occasion for LGBTQI+ individuals to find a safe space where they could express their different orientations and identities freely. Hanging out outside the cinema venue, a Tunisian girl named Amani spoke about how she feels at ease being at the Queer Festival.
LGBTQ in Tunisia, there's suffering here. We don't have a freedom to be in ourselves. I'm living with my mother. She didn't know that I'm a lesbian. I can't tell her, you know. She won't accept me. I feel comfortable here. I saw my friends, the wonderful LGBTQ. They live here like big family. It's wonderful. And I'm so comfortable.
Since the 2011 revolution, Tunisia has been one of the very few Arab countries where LGBT associations have been able to operate openly. But activists and members of the gay community continue to face social rejection and discriminatory legislation. Article 230 of Tunisian Criminal Code punishes homosexuality with up to 3 years in prison. For Radio France International, Alessandra Bajcek in Tunis.